This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Today, I'm talking with a Southern stand-up comedian who's going to be here July 22nd. Henry Cho has been doing comedy for nearly 30 years. He's appeared on The Tonight Show, The Late Late Show, and The Grand Ole Opry. He can take his act nearly anywhere there's an audience, from Las Vegas to churches to clubs. Listen to this.
My wife's a good Southern girl. My wife is from Arab, Alabama. If you tell about Arab, it's spelled A-R-A-B. They don't pronounce it Arab. They pronounce it Arab, because the original name was Arad, but they misspelled it on the water tower. I can't make that up. It's like those guys going, I'm going to climb back up there. All right, we'll change the name of the town.
Henry Cho is from East Tennessee. He tells stories about growing up there, as well as stories about his in-laws who live in Alabama.
My brother-in-law is from Arab. He still lives there. This will sum him up really fast. Arab, they finally got an Italian restaurant. Italian. He's like, hey, man, we got a new Italian restaurant. I said, real, is it any good? He goes, well, it ain't no Olive Garden.
Cho is unquestionably a Southerner. Just listen to his accent. But there's something that makes him different from blue-collar contemporaries like Jeff Foxworthy or Bill Engvall.
My name is Henry Cho. I am full-blooded Korean. I was born and raised here in Knoxville, Tennessee. So I'm South Korean. Thank you very much. All right.
As a stand-up comedian, Cho found success very quickly, and he's had a great career. He says one of the coolest moments happened in 1989 when he was doing stand-up in Las Vegas. Steve Allen, the creator of The Tonight Show, was impressed with Cho's act. Steve Allen said Henry Cho shattered the myth that there's no such thing as a new joke. I spoke with Henry Cho on the phone recently, and he vividly remembers meeting Steve Allen.
Steve Allen walked up to me and said, Henry, I'm Steve Allen. And I'm like flipping out. Yes, sir. He said, there's been maybe one or two Asian comics in the past. There's been several Southern comedians in the past, but there's never been a Southern Asian comedian ever.
It's different growing up here, man. A lot of Asian people live here now, but when I was growing up, I was it. I was the only one, man. Made it kind of tough when I was a little kid. You guys remember playing Army when you were a kid? Pretty much hated that game, man. All my buddies going, okay, Henry, it's the neighborhood against you.
You might think Cho felt ostracized being a Korean kid who grew up in the South. You might think he developed his sense of humor as a way to cope with being different. That's a fairly common idea, the idea that comedy ultimately springs from misery, that humor is a defense mechanism. However, Cho is quick to point out that he actually didn't feel ostracized.
The jokes I do about my show, about growing up playing Army when I was a kid and I hated it, because we were the only Asian people, so it was the neighborhood against me. And playing Cowboys and Indians, I hated that because I was always the cook. So those are my jokes, and that's all they were, jokes. I credit my buddy's parents because we were the only Asian people in Knoxville. And I wasn't the Asian guy, I was just a guy. I was one of the guys.
Cho says he was an athlete growing up and felt accepted by his peers. But he was also sarcastic, and like many Southerners, he's got a knack for telling funny stories. In 1986, while he was attending the University of Tennessee, he entered a stand-up comedy competition.
And lo and behold, I won. I started working on Wednesday, and I dropped out of college on Friday.
After that, Cho's stand-up career took off pretty quickly.
This is the fun part of the job, when you travel around the country and you see funny comedians and you go, ooh, you're good, you should come on The Tonight Show. Please welcome Henry Cho!
Cho found work very easily, not only because he's funny and unique, but also because he's a clean comedian. He performs everywhere from Las Vegas to churches, and he says everyone from 8-year-olds to 80-year-olds are welcome at his stand-up shows. He says he's never done off-color material.
So guys like Jerry Seinfeld and Gary Shandling and Jay Leno, all these guys heard about me and they wanted clean openers. So I was one of the only guys around back then. So I got to, that's who I got to work with my first 2 years of comedy.
I mean, that must have just been amazing. Jerry Seinfeld, for example, you know, his sitcom is often considered the greatest sitcom of all time.
Yes. That was my biggest break, I would say. Jerry's normal opener couldn't come in town, and he had his show in Atlanta. And so I've been doing comedy about 6 months. And so they needed a clean opener. So the guy in Atlanta, I'm the only one they'd ever heard of, even in the region. So they asked me to come and open for Seinfeld, and I did. And he was like, wow, I really like what you're doing. You know, where are you going next? And I'm like, well, you know, I just started. I don't really have anything. And he's like, well, bring your calendar. So the next night I brought my calendar, and the next 5-6 weeks, I probably worked with him 3-4 times. And then next thing I know, my phone's ringing, and it's Gary Shandling calling, and Jay Leno, Bill Maher, who used to be really clean and funny back in the day. And all these great stand-ups were calling me for me to go open for them.
My next guest is a sensational comedian. He's at the Bijou Theater in Knoxville, Tennessee, December the 17th. Please welcome the lovely Henry Cho, everybody. Henry Cho.
My wife is great. My wife's like most wives. My wife can find anything. The other day, my oldest boy, Jackson, lost his DS in my truck. He and I go looking for it. My truck's not dirty. It's not in there. I came in and go, honey, not in there. She's like, well, let me go look. So she's back in 30 seconds. It was right there. I'm like, man. She hands it to Jackson, walks off. He looks at me and goes, how does she do that? I go, well, she's a witch.
These days, Henry Cho doesn't do many jokes about being Asian specifically. Instead, it's more about life in the South, his family, and of course, his in-laws in Arab, Alabama.
Then their cousin got in a fight. We had to go get him out of jail. He came walking out going, hey, man, tried to call you on the cell phone. I said, you don't have a cell phone. He goes, I mean the phone by the cell.
You tell some really funny jokes about your brother-in-law in Arab, Alabama. How much of that is, I guess, is real and truly based on that, and how much of it is more what we like to do in the South where we kind of exaggerate things for comedic effect?
Every one of my jokes is true. I may have changed who actually said something just to make it clearer and easier.
It flows better if you change who you're attributing the statement to.
Well, just, you know, the whole thing about comedy is less is more. So you cut the fat and you don't, no one tells a joke better than a comedian because we don't waste time with words. Every word has a reason to be there.
If my wife would figure out I don't care about 95% of stuff she cares about, like our house, I don't care about our house. Our lives would be so much smoother. The other day I was watching a ball game. She just paused and goes, hey, Henry, you like these curtains? I said, yes. What do you like about them? No. One of those gets you out of here, right? Y'all been great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's Henry Cho. Cho will be here in Chattanooga on Wednesday, July 22nd at Silverdale Baptist Church. And there are a couple of ways you can find more information about Cho and his performances. HenryChoComedy.com is his website. He also encourages people to look for him on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/HenryChoComedy. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.